Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4 and 7. Well, let me read verse 6 with it. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined where? We're learning more and more about light. How many understand light is power?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, anybody got any solar-powered anything at the house? We're hearing there's going to be more and more and more stuff solar-powered. Because, you know, it's wonderful. Light is energy, is power. We're just barely scratching the surface of what that means. You know why? God is light. And the light, God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Well, if God shined in your heart, what came in your heart? He shined in your heart. Light beams, which are energy beams, which are power beams, shined where? Didn't say in your head. In your heart, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You suppose any power is connected with all that? Uh-huh. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Keep reading. Verse 7. But we have this treasure. What treasure? This light. This light, which is life, which is power, which is truth, which is God. We have it in this not so spectacular looking clay pot. But don't be fooled by the book's cover. There's something amazing inside of us believers. The world doesn't see it, doesn't know it. Most Christians don't know it, don't believe it. But God's helping us. We're becoming, right now, we're becoming more aware of what's in us. That light has shined in my heart. In your heart. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That's why we need to keep saying it's His power.
Yes.
But it's in us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Say that loud. His power,
His power
is in me.
His power
is in me. It's not my power, it's His power.
Yes.
But it's in me.
Yes.
It's in me.
Yeah.
Oh, if we found out what's in us, we're finding out. We're making some progress right now. Listen to some other translations of this verse, 2 Corinthians 4, 7. The Complete Jewish says, we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it'll be evident that such overwhelming power comes from God and not from us. King James said excellency of the power, but most translations talk about it being surpassing or amazing or overwhelming. Well, it's the same power that created the universe. So it's quite something. It's quite powerful, right? And it's where? Overwhelming power didn't come from us, came from God. But it's in us. The NIV says all surpassing power. The easy to read said amazing power. Oh, somebody say glory to God. The Weiss translation says it like this: we have this treasure in earthenware containers. I think of Tupperware every time I see that. In order that the super excellence of the power might be from God as a source and not from us. Hallelujah. A little bit later, he says that the life of Jesus might be clearly and openly shown in our body. Woo! Then he talks about Jesus being raised from the dead and us having a part of that. We're going to read more about that in just a minute. But this power that he's talking about is creation power and resurrection power. It's God's power. And it's in us. And you might think, well, why? If this is true, why have so many lived such powerless lives? Don't believe it. People don't believe it. They don't think about it. They don't talk about it. When they need something, they don't go to it. They don't rely on it. They depend on what they know, what they can do, and don't tap into this. And all of us have come way short in tapping into this. Anybody that has seen some good things happen, tapped into it a little bit. And you can start tonight becoming more God inside minded. Becoming more aware of who's in you and what's in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 You need some more scriptures. I said you need some more scriptures about what's in you. About who's in you. Glory. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter, please. I tell you what. Let's do it another way. Let's work our way there. Go to Galatians, the 2nd chapter. I want to give you a little extra scripture tonight. I want you to have a firm foundation.
Amen.
Is this true or is this not true? If it's true, it'll be confirmed in multiple witnesses. Is that right? Multiple scriptures throughout the Word of God. You'll keep seeing it. You'll keep seeing it. You'll keep seeing it. If it is true, we need to lay hold of it with both arms. Is that right? And not let it get away from us. See, the Bible talks about somebody that's a hearer but not a doer. It's like somebody that looks in a mirror and they see the reflection but immediately turn and forget what they saw. And in times like this, you and I can be more in the Spirit than we realize we are. You're seeing things. You're getting things. You're understanding. You don't have to be in a trance to be more in the Spirit. And yet, it can be so real to you in here. You can get so excited, and yet you go back home and you go back on the job, and by Wednesday, a problem pop up, and the first thing that jumps to your mind is not the power that's in you. But it's easy to just slide back into what I don't know and what I can't do and how weak I am and I just don't know what we're going to do and talk unbelief and only be aware of weak flesh and feeble mind. Come on, are y'all with me? You understand? And other people and their limitations and frustrations and problems. And that's how you stay stuck in the flesh. Even though we've got this treasure. I said we've got this treasure inside us. How many thinks the treasure needs to be let out more? It needs to be released and let out and tapped into and accessed. Whew. What did I say? Galatians? Galatians 2 and 20. Some of these verses you've known, you might have marked, but it's not the ones you got marked that'll help you out. It's the ones you believe. And it's the ones you act on. And how can you tell if you're believing one? You get excited about it. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Come on, somebody said out loud, but Christ lives in me. Me. Is he in you?
Yes.
Is he living in you?
Yes.
He's certainly not dead in you.
No.
He's alive in you. He's living in you. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in this body, in this world, I'm not living it, we could say, just by the impulses and limitations of the flesh. I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Somebody say, Jesus is in me. Christ the Anointed One. See, why would he say, we talked about this before, sometimes it just says Jesus. Sometimes it says just says Christ. Sometimes it says Jesus Christ. Sometimes it says Christ Jesus. There's a reason why. Christ is emphasizing his anointing. Jesus is emphasizing his humanity. They're different emphasis. He just says Christ. What's he talking about? He's talking about the power. Talking about the anointing. Said out loud, the Anointed One,
is in me.
Christ lives
in me.
Is he there without his anointing?
No.
Is he there without his power?
No.
So then the power is in you. Because he's in you. He's in you. His anointing's in me. Even little ones, our little children, they get born again and they'll point and say, I have Jesus in my heart. And we go, well, that's cute. It's a lot more than cute. And some way or another, that reality has not developed as people get older and as they walk with the Lord. And you'll see Christian after Christian begging and trying to reach God in heaven. Trying to get God to come down and move from some far distant planet. And yet Romans says, this word of faith that Paul said the Spirit of God gave him, it's not to preach you have to climb the highest mountain and go up to heaven and get Christ to come down or go down to the deepest recesses and get him to come. He said it's close. It's near. It's in your heart. Hallelujah. And in your mouth. He's in you. He's in you. The more you start thinking about it and talking about it, the more he manifests. And the more you begin to experience, he really is here. He really is. He's with us all the time. Every day, every night, everywhere. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He's with us. We haven't experienced the degrees of his presence that are possible, but he's with us. How many would say you have experienced his presence at times? You know, you sensed his peace. You sensed his life. You sensed his joy. You sensed his peace. He's there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.